Hi, there it is, week 32 of 52 weeks of inspiration for 2025. Sometimes we have to let go for love, and sometimes love doesn't look like holding on. Sometimes love looks like letting go, even when every part of you wants to keep what you love the most. We had a client purchase some horses, and unfortunately, that client was a Karen. That's how I'm going to say this. In fact, her name is Karen, so that shouldn't surprise me. She didn't ask all the questions and didn't seem to want to have all the answers before her purchase. And for whatever reason, not to get into too long of a story, had buyer's remorse. And the two horses that she purchased were amazing. They're beautiful, they're kind, they're sweet, they're loving, they're gorgeous, they're champions. But she doesn't want them. And even though that there is a legal contract that I've consulted with lawyers that is completely binding, and I absolutely don't have to do anything of the sort, I made a choice because I couldn't let the other two horses go into a home where they weren't wanted, where they wouldn't be loved, and where they wouldn't be accepted. So I decided to give up a horse that is very special to my heart. And it wasn't about choosing one horse over another. It was about choosing what was right for all of them. I didn't choose to keep the two because I didn't love the one. I just knew that the client would love the one over the two. And honestly, that's something that no one talks about in this life, is that when you live from your heart, your decisions don't always make sense on paper, but they make sense in spirit. Because though the lawyer said, you don't have to do this, you can tell this person to stuff their hat. Stuffing their hat sounds great on paper, and it worked legally, but it still put two horses in a place where they would not be wanted. So I let go of something else that I love dearly and that will be so hard for me to let go of. But I did it because that's what it feels like to be soul-led as a human, as a spiritual being, as a rancher, as an ambassador for animals, and choosing peace for others over comfort for yourself. That's real love. So if you ever had to make a choice, and it was a tough one, and even though you didn't have to do it, even though you weren't legally or morally or any other way responsible for it, but at the end of the day, you just knew that you were going to do the right thing, or you had to do the right thing for a child or an animal, then at the end of the day, I think that you can hold your head high and know that that makes you a really good human. Have a great week, and I'll chat with you soon.